Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Juliette Martin, and today is Tuesday, the 26th of April, 2022. Starting in Europe today. Almost all European Union leaders and United States President Joe Biden have congratulated French President Emmanuel Macron on being re-elected. Russia's defense ministry says that Russian missiles have destroyed 6 facilities used to deliver weapons from foreign countries to Ukrainian forces in the Donbas region. Ukraine's military command says that Russia is trying to disrupt arms supplies by bombing rail infrastructure. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused the West of trying to destroy Russia. He says that the West has encouraged Ukraine to plan attacks on Russian journalists. Ukraine has denied this claim. In Ukraine, 4 people were killed yesterday in the Donetsk region, according to the region's governor. In the Vinnytsia region in central Ukraine, rockets killed 5 people and wounded 18 people, according to regional authorities. The United States says that it will reopen its embassy in Kyiv soon. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken called it a mark of the United States' commitment to Ukraine.
As a further sign of our commitment, I intend to announce the return of our diplomats to Ukraine. I think we will start probably in Lviv and then move to Kyiv.
The United States has also promised $713 million more in aid for Ukraine and countries in the region. The Turkish philanthropist Osman Kavala has been jailed for life without parole for trying to overthrow the government by financing protests. Amnesty International has said the conviction is a blow to everyone who believes in justice and human rights activism. The European Court of Human Rights has said the case is politically motivated. Africa. In Ethiopia, the Tigrayan forces say they are withdrawing from the Afar region so that food aid can enter Tigray, according to Reuters. In Mali and Burkina Faso, 15 soldiers and 6 civilians were killed in attacks at the weekend. According to military sources, suicide bombers drove into 3 military camps in Mali. The Americas. Nicaragua's government says that it has completed its withdrawal from the Organization of American States and closed the local OAS office. Nicaragua began the process to leave the OAS in November, but the OAS said that Nicaragua couldn't leave until the end of 2023. The OAS called Nicaragua's withdrawal a, quote, violation of the most basic international norms. Brazil's defense ministry has rejected a Supreme Court judge's claims that the armed forces were being encouraged to discredit the electoral system. The ministry said the claims were irresponsible and constituted a serious offence. Asia. Japanese drug maker Shionogi and Co. say that an experimental treatment has shown to rapidly clear the virus causing COVID-19. In phase 2b clinical trial results, the pill showed promising results. It is now being evaluated by regulators. In China, residents in Beijing fear another lockdown after a mass COVID-19 testing order. In Chaoyang, authorities have ordered residents to be tested 3 times a week. In Afghanistan, United States asset freezes are worsening the suffering of women, according to the United Nations. The United States government has blocked billions of dollars of central bank assets to Afghanistan. And in Japan, a woman who is believed to have been the world's oldest person has died at the age of 119. Kane Tanaka was confirmed as the oldest living person by Guinness World Records in 2019. She died of old age on the 19th of April. That's your world news in 7 minutes. We are on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Send7Podcast. I'm Juliet Martin. Tomorrow you will be with Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a lovely day.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.